This is Rick Pettigrew for the Archaeology Channel. When I was in graduate school back in the 70s, the oldest civilization in the New World, with monumental architecture and city planning, was thought to be the Olmec of the Gulf Coast region of Mexico, whose earliest cities appeared at about 1300 BC. Then it was found that pre-Chavín monumental sites near the Peruvian coast dated as old as 1700 BC. For many years, the subject of the earliest urban centers in the Americas seemed to be packaged and sealed. But on the 27th of April, 2001, the lid blew off that box when a team of archaeologists led by Dr. Ruth Shadi of the University of San Marcos in Lima, Peru, published in the journal Science a series of radiocarbon dates from the previously little-known site of Caral in the Supe Valley, 23 kilometers from the central Peruvian coast. These new radiometric ages show that Caral, a very large urban center with numerous platform mounds, sunken plazas, planned residential districts, and other architectural features, was constructed during the period from 2600 to 2000 BC, about the same age as the pyramids of Egypt. Now, the story of the development of New World civilization, and indeed the development of urban life around the world, needs to be rewritten. Dr. Shadi and her team of field archaeologists, including Dr. Jonathan Haas from the Field Museum, continue to explore Caral in an effort to answer the many questions surrounding the remarkable cultural phenomenon that the site seems to represent. We were very pleased when Dr. Shadi agreed to speak with us from her home in Lima about her team's work at Caral. This phone conversation took place on July 30, 2001. Because Dr. Shadi preferred to speak with us in Spanish, the interview was assisted by our interpreter, Carla Guerón Montero, PhD candidate at the University of Oregon. For your convenience, we've cut the recording into two versions, one in English and one in Spanish. In the English version, which follows, you'll hear my voice and that of Carla as she translates Dr. Shadi's answers. In the Spanish version, you'll hear Carla asking the questions and Dr. Shadi herself answering them. Here is that interview. Dr. Shadi, when you climb to a high vantage point and look down on Caral, what exactly do you see? In other words, what does the site consist of?
The place is a combination of a natural landscape as a background of human construction, and it's a perfect combination of culture and nature.
And can you explain how the site of Caral was found and when it was found?
Okay. It was not founded, but found through aerial photography. And they already had seen aerial photographs a while ago, but they were not aware that it was so old. So she started her research in 1994 in the Valley of Supe, and then excavations in Caral in 1996 after a previous excavation work.
So I understand that your work at Caral began, as you say, in 1994. What really sparked your interest in conducting research at that location?
After the archaeological study, we found 18 urban places with monumental archaeology that didn't have ceramics. And she chose Caral because it showed a better spatial design, a large extension, and monumental architecture.
I see. The new dates for Caral that were published recently in Science made some really big news. When was Caral occupied, and why are these dates regarded as so important?
So Caral was occupied, according to the carbon data, in 2627 before Christ, and possibly before. And this is very important because it has not been found in Latin America any place with 65 hectares that has monumental archaeology. And the 18 carbon dates that have been found establish that this place belongs to the late archaic period, which is a time when populations were pre-ceramics. But in the Supe Valley, there was an earlier development of civilization.
So what is it about the Supe Valley that is so important to understanding cultural development in the Americas?
So the value of Supe is important because we have to explain what motivated the early development 1,500 years before the rest of Latin America. And this is even comparable to the old war development. So it's important to understand not only for the history of Peru or Latin America, but for the history of the entire world, why is it that if America was populated later, there are examples of this early development. So the development of this place is important for all the Americas, not only for Latin America, because around the world there are 6 civilization centers, and in the Americas there are 2, one in South America and one in Mesoamerica. And the one in the Valley of Supe, the complexity of that place is about 1,000 years older than anyone found in Mesoamerica. For example, the one in Monte Albán is 400 to 200 BC, and of course the one in the Valley of Supe is 1,000 years older.
Now, Caral is one of a number of sites in the Supe Valley. How does it compare to the others in its physical characteristics and in its age?
I don't know, because Caral is one of 18 places in the Valley of Supe, and I can only talk about extension. I can only compare them based on extension, because the only place that has been excavated so far is Caral.
So is it true that Caral was the first city in the New World?
Yes, it's the first city. It has 65 hectares, a diversity of architectural structures that demonstrate diversity within the population, and several pyramidal volumes that demonstrate a pre-ceramic time.
Now, prior to your work at Caral, the best-known site in the Supe Valley was the ancient coastal site of Aspero, which has been considered evidence that Andean civilization began on the coast. Does Caral contradict that hypothesis?
Caral is 23 kilometers to the coast, and I think it's contemporary with Aspero. Caral and the other sites around 40 kilometers have been based on agriculture, but have also had relations with coastal towns. So Aspero gave fish and mollusks to people in Caral, and Caral will give cotton and other agricultural products, but especially cotton, because that's a very important product in order to make fish nets.
How long can we be sure that people have been living in the Supe Valley? Is there evidence for stages of increasing population and complexity that culminated in the construction of Caral?
I think it's possible that they began to build the city in the year 3000 before Christ and continued to build it up until 2000 or 2100 before Christ. And the most developed time of the city will be around 2,600 years before Christ.
Now, irrigation apparently was needed to produce enough food to support the population of Caral. How old is the initial development of irrigation in the Supe Valley?
It was not necessary to have very sophisticated irrigation systems. It was enough to have small canals along the Supe River. They developed 2 techniques. One were small canals and the other was a drainage canal system.
Now, the central area of Caral has 6 large pyramids or platform mounds. What was the function of these structures, and do they have precursors in earlier sites in the valley?
There are 32 architectural structures that are temples, besides residents of different classes. Out of the 32 temples or public structures, we have only excavated one pyramid. Out of the 6 tallest, we have excavated one, and one small one and a medium one. So I cannot answer your question because we have only excavated one principal structure, which is the major pyramid, one intermediate structure, which is called the amphitheater temple, because it has the stairs like an amphitheater, and then one small structure plus 4 houses from 4 different sectors.
The association of platform mounds and sunken circular plazas is said to have been a hallmark of Andean civilization for thousands of years. Is Caral the earliest site with this complex? And if so, does that mean that Andean civilization began at Caral?
With absolute certainty, it is the oldest place that has monumental architecture, pyramids, platforms, and sunken circular plazas. That's why I think that this was the model of civilization that was imitated by other civilizations in America.
Now, what kind of food did these people eat at Corral? Did they eat only food they grew themselves? And if not, how important was trade in foodstuffs to the people at Corral?
The most important part in the economy of super societies is exchange between fish communities and agricultural communities. So the people in Corral ate a combination of dry fish, mollusks, and agricultural products such as beans and squash.
Now, so far, all the talk about Corral has been about its being the earliest and the biggest. But what came later? Did people in the Supe Valley farm irrigated fields and build cities and monuments continuously until the Spanish conquest?
No. The only relevant period in such a small valley was during the late Archaic period, in the origins of the civilization. Later, the people of the valley never had an important place in pre-Hispanic Peru, and other areas came to replace the importance of the people in the Valley of Supe.
Are the same indigenous people still living in the valley? And do they have stories and traditions about these ancient sites? And if they do they share your excitement about the research that you are doing there?
Currently, there is one indigenous traditional population in the valley. Some have been born in the valley and others have migrated from a nearby highland area. They share our interest to the point that they have asked us how come their ancestors were able to build such an impressive city and they currently are not able to do so.
Now let me briefly ask you about the future of your research. What is your strategy, your research strategy? And what do you expect to find there, and how long will you be busy working at Corral?
We are currently working with a strategy that will let us characterize the society that built Corral in its economic, social, and political constructions in order to understand social distinctions, access to wealth in that valley and other valleys, and how that is manifested in the different sectors of society. We also plan to excavate in four other sectors in the valley in order to compare it with the Valley of Supe. This is a task that will take me forever, and also even after I die.
Well, we just have a few more seconds left. Let me just ask you this one quick question. When people ask you why you became an archaeologist, what do you tell them? What do you tell young people who might be interested in becoming archaeologists?
When people ask me why did I study archaeology, I answer that I liked it a lot since I was a child. I always read archaeology books when I was young. I also volunteered in excavations at the university, so my vocation goes very far since I was a child. When I teach and work with my students, I transmit to them my interest for research. And I think the best example is working more than with words.
We thank Dr. Shadi for taking the time to answer our questions and share her perspectives on this very exciting research project. The ongoing investigations in the Supe Valley very likely will yield many more exciting discoveries and create new insights about the beginnings of civilization. We'll be ready to bring you these new developments when the time comes. If you feel that we're providing a valuable service, please consider becoming a member of the Archaeology Channel. To learn more about that, click on the Become a Member link on this page. Thank you very much.